I was just leaving myself an audio journal. I've been doing that probably since about 2004. Originally, I started leaving myself audio journals when I bought my first Zoom digital recorder, a little multi-track called the PS04. Before that, I think it was in 2003 or 2004, I was leaving myself little voice memos on my Palm PDA, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, I was leaving myself an audio journal, and I said something that I'd like to repeat here on Audio Boo. Somebody recently was asking me, after I had mentioned to them that I had made friends on Audio Boo, and although I've said something similar in past Audio Boos, I think it bears repeating because it's very important. They said to me, you know, how could you possibly make friends with somebody who's 4,000 kilometers away? And that, you know, I turned to them, I said, well, what do you define the nature of friendship then? Is it a physical presence? Is it a spiritual presence? Is it an interaction? Do you have to be physical? Do you have to have this physical proximity? And I said to them, you know, I said to them, I don't want to single out whether it was a man or a woman. Although I just did, didn't I? Anyway, basically, I told him, I said, to me, friendship is sharing passions, or having having an interest in the other person's passion. Congratulating them when something goes well, giving them sympathy when things are not going well, or as in my case, you know, on Sunday when I fell down, I've had such an outpouring of kind words and goodwill and gestures from people I've never met, from people I've only ever heard their voices. And you know, I wish I could tell this person, you know, do your friends that you go drinking with, do you share that kind of camaraderie? You know, obviously with the distance, there's no way that I could be there for someone in distress, in a dire situation. I could certainly be there in thought. I could certainly be there, you know, in voice, to lend a comforting voice and bounce ideas off of me or off of them if I was in a situation. And I've done so on Audio Boo on occasion with some people that were very open with me. So much so that it sometimes stunned me and surprised me that somebody who doesn't even know really who I am would open up that way. Maybe it's easier that way too, when you don't know the person and there's a certain anonymity. It's a little bit like therapy, I guess. With a doctor, you're not that close, so you feel that you can be. But the friendship goes much further than that. There's empathy, you know, with friendship. Empathy. So you don't feel empty. And that's important. And that's what I said in my audio journal, exactly that phrase. To have empathy so you don't feel empty. And that's what triggered me to do this audio boo. I just had to. And like I've said this before on Audio Boo, we've all talked about the importance of audio, the importance of hearing somebody's voice, somebody's inflection, somebody's expression in their voice, and feelings that come through that could never be done on any other medium, well, except for video, I suppose. But even video's got that visual component that takes away sometimes from the audio, from an inflection. So you can see somebody saying something, and they look like they're saying something or mean to say something, where in fact, if you were to close your eyes and listen to their voice, you can either hear a bit of a quivering because they're lying, or not lying but exaggerating. So they might say, "Oh, I'm fine," but you listen to their voice, just the audio of their voice, and you realize they're not fine because you can hear it in their voice. And that's, you know, that's one thing that audio does. And like I said, it bears repeating because it's important. And there was a famous physicist, I think his name was Richard Feynman, who once said, "Do not underestimate the enjoyment one gets from hearing something that one already knows." And I think that's really the basis of a lot of groups and forums, be it on the internet, be it or clubs. You go to a club, a meeting of people, of like-minded people that enjoy talking about stamp collecting. And let's face it, you know, week after week, they go there and they talk about stamps. It's always the same thing. But it's fun because you're all talking about a passion that you enjoy, be it stamp collecting, model railroad, you know, I don't know, maybe there's a club out there somewhere that collects blenders, and they have blenders going back to the 1800s. I don't know, but all I'm saying is that it's a collection of people, and that's what I'm saying about Audio Boo, is that we've already said all these things, and we can continue to say them ad infinitum, and I think it's important to hear it, and be reminded of friendship, and what it means, and what is the nature of friendship? You know, and it's like that other question: Can a man and a woman be friends, just friends? That's an important question as well, and that's, I don't know, maybe that could be another February topic. How about that? How about that? Can men and women truly be friends, and just friends? Do I have the answer? No, not right now. That wasn't necessarily what this Audio Boo was about. I mean, it was basically about the nature of friendship and whether something like Audio Boo or another social network. But I just don't see great friendships being developed. And again, remember how I'm wording this, being developed over Twitter. Because you only got 140 characters, and it's really difficult to create that relationship. I'm not saying that it can't be fostered over Twitter and continued and make for yet another quick way to get in touch with a friend. Very, very quick. You don't just send a quick, "Hi, how are you doing? You know, I heard you fell down. Hope you're okay." That kind of thing, right? But for that initial growth, for that initial bringing of minds and hearts and soul together, I think there's nothing better than audio to do so. And you know, there's no way I could have made the friends that I have on Audio Boo on Facebook. It's just impossible. I just don't see it. And I know Facebook is working on an audio component because I think they've understood. They've seen it. Maybe with Audio Boo or VoiceBo now. Although, my poor VoiceBo people, I haven't been on VoiceBo in a long time. Maybe I should do that. Or maybe cross-post this over on VoiceBo. But, yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to share this because I felt it was important. And it was something that was on my mind, even though it's, you know, it's repeated.